Benedict's penultimate encounter in Fatima on Thursday was with representatives of Portugal's main charitable organisations, responsible for caring and advocating on behalf of the most marginalised and vulnerable members of society. During the meeting, the Pope also blessed the cornerstone of a new centre, which will be built there in Fatima, close to the shrine, which welcomes around 4 million visitors each year. Duarte Miranda Mendes is an official of the Portuguese government commission concerned with immigration and integration. Just ahead of the Pope's arrival in Fatima, I talked to him about the importance of this visit, as well as some of the more contrasting views between the Catholic Church and current government policy.
I do not think that those more controversial themes are going to be focused, because I think that's not essential of the Christian faith and the Christian belief. I think the most important of his presence and the message that he's going to spread is about Jesus Christ and about the faith and the solidarity that we have to share among each other. And regarding that, I work with immigration. We all know that his documents and his message toward immigration is wonderful. I don't remember quite well the quotation, but it goes like, within this world, globalized world, the human mobility is only a challenge to increase human solidarity. And I think that's the most important thing about his message.
Tell us a little bit about the situation here of migrants in Portugal, figures and how well they are being integrated into society.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, right now the figures have been stabilizing given the global crisis and the unemployment rate. But the truth is that they have been well integrated and well organized. I think we have social consensus about immigration in Portugal. That is a really special situation that it's not very common nowadays in Europe, with the crisis that we have been observing in other countries, such as Italy, France, or the UK. So fortunately, even for the main parties in Portugal that are represented in Parliament and that PS and PSD did alternate in government, I think that they have been looking to these issues with social responsibility. And fortunately, for example, we had elections, general elections in September last year, and this wasn't one of the main themes of the campaign. And I think that is a very good sign that the integration policies and the integration of the immigrant communities have been a success. And the truth is that we have been recognized. The United Nations last year at the Social Human Report stated that Portugal was the best country in the world regarding the rights and the network, the supporting networks that have created to support immigrants. And I think that is a very good sign. Of course, that we have problems given the scale of our country and the scale of our economy, but I think we have good signs on these issues.
Why do you think that is? As you say, particularly in a time of economic crisis when migrants so often become the scapegoats for other political problems.
Well, I think we have a special situation given the fact that one third of our population lives abroad. So if we think, for example, that for centuries Portuguese have immigrated, when we say that we are a people of 10 million persons, in truth we are much more than that. We might be 13 million. To give you an idea, if I compare, for example, the biggest immigrant community now in Portugal, that is, it is now nowadays the Brazilian one with 106,000 legal immigrants, if I compare the figures with the Portuguese living in Brazil, and I'm not talking about the 16th century and 17th century, I'm talking about 20th century migration, it's almost 1 million, about 800,000. So I think that our attitude to immigrants in Portugal should be exactly the same that we would like to expect that our fellow immigrants in the world would be received by their countries. Of course, with all the problems that we have, but the truth is that it's our time to integrate them. And Portugal has changed its pattern for the last 15 years, because actually we have become a country that has received the immigrants, and it is a completely revolution in our identity as a country.
How important is the role of the church in Portugal today? How much is the church's voice heard on this and other issues?
Well, on migration, it's a strategic player, because the truth is that, for example, I can quote the Jesuit refugee services, I can quote the immigration pastoral that works within the Episcopal Conference, and the truth is that was one of the first, I would say, NGOs, I would say non-government entities that has started to work with immigrants, that has started to create networks to integrate them, to support them. For example, I can give you the example of the Ukrainian immigrant that is Orthodox and with whom the Lisbon Cardinal Patriarch José Policarp has gave them a special church in order for them to develop and to develop and to increase their faith within the Orthodox religion. And so I think we have also very good relations between the religious leaders in Portugal, and that is very good. And I also must say that, for example, the Muslim community is also very recognized and is it is very well integrated. So the truth is that religion is a key factor for integrating immigrants. As I work for a government agency, it's very interesting to understand two levels of realities. The first level is to observe that religion is a key factor for integrating. I mean, if an immigrant arrives to another country and he has his religion on that country, that is very good for his procedure of integrating, for his family, to reinforce all the effectiveness that he has to create and to promote with the host society. That this is one level of the reality. Another level of the reality is to understand the problems that we have within the same church, between the different nationalities living its own faith, with their different traditions, with their different sensibilities, and with the clashes that also those different communities might create within the church, and in this case in the Catholic Church. But the truth is that I think that diversity is one of the key factors of universality. And given that Catholicism is a universal church, so the diversity that is integrated within these all different charismas and cultural traditions and cultural sensibilities is the big challenges for churches in order to create unity out of diversity.
Thanks there to Duarte Miranda Mendes from the Portuguese Government Commission on Immigration and Integration.